Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
610-5730.
One for the money, two for the show, three to get ready, now go, cat, go,
but don't. Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with Nicole Galinas, senior fellow at the Searle Freedom Trust Fellow at the Manhattan Institute, and contributing editor to City Journal and the New York Post, author of After the Fall, Saving Capitalism from Wall Street and Washington. Nicole, thanks again for being here. You want to give us tell us a little bit about the Manhattan Institute, what you do over there.
Sure, and we tackle all kinds of urban issues. You'll write about New York budget situation, fiscal situation, infrastructure issues in New York, and we've got people who write about national healthcare issues, national education issues. Tackle all of these things from a pragmatic perspective, and mm-hmm. what are the best policies to put in place to encourage free markets and economic growth.
Right. Many of our Brain Trust members are part of the Manhattan Institute and have been now for a long time. Jim Copeland is a old friend of ours. Way back, of course, our good friend, I can't say all their names, but Diana Furscott-Roth is one of the ones with Economics 21. So, all right, we're talking about I still want to get to what are we going to do? What is going to be the impact? What do you think is going to be the financial obligation and impact of the United States of America to help Puerto Rico recover? And Puerto Rico is devastated, folks. But guess what else, Nicole? St. Croix is devastated. There's another island out there. I forget the name of it. You probably know, but there's not anybody on that island anymore.
Right, Barbuda.
I mean, those people are going to come to the hat in hand of the United States saying, help us. I mean, at some point in time, does the United States say, or let me ask you this question. At what point in time do we turn to Europe and say, hey, guys, you vacation over here. Where's the world outreach for things like this?
Well, Europe has its own islands that it has to same situation with right now, when you know these islands are some are U.S. territory,
right,
some are European.
The British Virgin Islands got hit too, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and St. Martin, French,
mm-hmm. That's right.
French and Dutch territories. But there's two components to the help. One is the rescue operations, which they're doing now. And just like in Texas and Florida, these things will run into the billions of dollars. And again, we pre-positioned aid down there before the storm. They had flights down there with first aid less than 24 hours after the storm had passed. So a big difference from Katrina. And, of course, the aid doesn't get to people perfectly. It's difficult to get to more rural areas. You know, there are people suffering. But we can't do it perfectly.
Will we go down there and help rebuild Puerto Rico? Will we put those people back in their homes? Back in new homes, how will that look? I mean, Puerto Rico doesn't really have its own ability. It doesn't have enough of an economy anymore, especially after the storm, to generate jobs and income so people can do this, do they? I mean, is Puerto Rico going to wind up being a shadow of its former self?
Well, it's hard to tell right now. You know, usually one thing we've learned is that a lot of these predictions end up being wrong. But in terms of the rebuilding, Florida and Texas, although less hard hit, they will cost more in rebuilding homes just
right.
because the homes are so much more expensive and
right.
labor is more expensive and rebuilding up to mainland.
But we've got an infrastructure and an economy that will support that kind of an investment. Puerto Rico doesn't have that.
Well, it's interesting because if we do, then why does it cost all of this much to rebuild? You would think it would be worth it for the private sector to make these investments versus.
No, I think the economy will do that. I mean, there'll be some private, there'll be some insurance, and the government will do some of it. But I mean, this is Puerto Rico's a different egg. It's a different situation.
Well, that's what I mean. It's an interesting economic puzzle. If it is so worth it to build in Houston and Florida, why doesn't the private sector insurance industry and the other industries take this up? But that's the answer to the puzzle is they won't. It will cost probably more than $100 billion to rebuild private property in Texas and Florida. And so that is a big question.
But those people are going to, the people who are going to live in those homes, go to work in jobs where they support the economy. Puerto Rico is largely a tourist place, which
we'll get to that in a second. But
yeah, I don't have any more time to talk about that because we've run out of time. I want to thank you for being here. Good job today, and come back soon.
Thank you, Jim.
Manhattan-Institute.com, is that right?
Mm-hmm. All right,
.org. Sorry about that. Manhattan-Institute.org. Check that out, folks. Nicole Galinas will be back another day. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.